We're going to call this meeting to order for the Board of Canvassers. We're going to, the first item of business is go to public comment. If we have public comment, do we have public comment online? We'll start there first. No. Do we have public comment in the room right now? Anyone? Okay, awesome. We'll close public comment. We'll move on to the approval of minutes. With the minutes of December 5th, 2023, Board of Canvassers meeting.
So moved.
I have a motion.
Second.
And I have a second. Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Do we need to appoint somebody to this now before we go any further? Or
so in the event that Councilperson Alvord is not available, we would need to get authority to have the treasurer sit in his place.
Okay.
Do we have Suzanne?
We also don't have...
We don't have
Suzanne. Does Suzanne have a live feed?
Okay. Right now, she is not on.
Well, then we can go to Mr. Stavros, who can sit in for
Ms. Harrison.
You would need to make a motion to replace them.
So I'll move that we add in Treasurer Cushing and Assessor Stavros as Board of Canvassers board members.
Alternates, yeah.
Second. Okay, I have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? If you gentlemen will come take your seats. Do I need to redo the board minutes then?
What was that, Madam Chair?
Do I need to redo the minutes then? The motion on the minutes?
It's not an action item. I would go ahead and do it just to be safe.
All right, I'm going to ask for a re-motion on the minutes really quick now that we have a full board. So if somebody would remove on the minutes.
So stated.
Thank you. Do I have a second on that? Second. I'll second, thank you. All right, we just need to revote on the passing of the minutes. So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. We'll move on to discussion items 4.1, canvas of the 2024 Democratic presidential primary election. We'll turn the time over to Lanny Chapman, who is our county clerk.
Good afternoon, Board of Canvassers. And thank you for our two alternates. Appreciate you being here to help us serve the civic duty. We're here to certify the 2024 presidential primary election results for the Democratic presidential preference primary. This meeting has been properly noticed. Your task today, pursuant to 20A-4-301, is canvassing the aforementioned election returns. However, before you get started, I wanted to give you some data. This election was the presidential preference primary for the Democratic candidate for president. It was an open election, meaning while only voters affiliated with the Democratic Party and those who requested one were automatically mailed a ballot, all voters in Salt Lake County were eligible to participate. In total, there were 126,068 voters for the 2024 presidential primary that were mailed a ballot. This equates to approximately 22% of all active Salt Lake County voters. While Utah administers elections primarily by mail, we also offer the convenience of in-person voting. We had one early vote center and seven election day vote centers. Before I get started, I wanted to give you a little context. So in 2020, the last time we did a presidential primary, we had approximately 40% turnout. Keep in mind that in 2020, we were administering both a Democratic and a Republican presidential primary. This year, as allowed under state law, the Utah Republican Party decided to choose their nominee via a presidential preference poll at their neighborhood caucus, conducted on the same day as the Democratic presidential primary election. We have been processing ballots in our EMC as properly noticed, allowing for poll watchers or observers to come and observe the process. We held our post-election audit wherein you were able to observe and participate. The audit was conducted in a publicly noticed meeting as recommended by the Lieutenant Governor's office. We were grateful to have a Council Chair Stringham participate as part of our post-election audit, and Policy Advisor Calderon was present. Prior to the audit, we were provided the LG's office a list of ballots and batches to be used in their random sample selection. The LG's office randomly selected ballots and batches to be audited, but did not inform us of their selection until 15 minutes prior to when the audit began. For this audit, the Lieutenant Governor's office provided us 8 ICX or in-person machines to audit and 3 by-mail ballot batches. The audit teams included volunteers, including Council Chair Stringham. We audited 3 ballot batches. The purpose of the ballot audit is to ensure that the scanners have accurately counted ballots by comparing the marks of the voter on the ballots to how the machine counted the ballots. The individual cast vote record was used to verify that the machines properly interpreted each vote and that there was not a discrepancy between the ballot, the image of the ballot, and how the ballot was counted. We also audited 8 ICX in-person voting machines. The purpose of the machine audit was to ensure that the machines accurately recorded ballot votes. This was accomplished by hand counting all races on the VVPAT tape from the selected voting machines and comparing them with the results from the summary report as printed from the machine. No discrepancies were found in any of the votes cast. During the Board of Canvassers last year, the signature audit has changed as per state law. As noted, during the Board of Canvassers last year, the signature audit portion has changed. It is now performed on 1% of all ballot envelopes prior to any ballots being separated from their envelopes and 1% of challenge ballots prior to notification being sent to voters. For this election, 417 signatures were audited. The auditors compared the signature on the envelope affidavit to the signatures on file in the voter registration system, VISTA as we commonly refer to it as, to determine if the correct decision was made to count or challenge the ballot. The audit found no signatures that did not meet the criteria for approval. Without further ado, we are now on to what we're actually here for, canvassing. 37,648 voters participated in this election for approximately 29.9% voter participation among eligible voters in Salt Lake County. We received 36,416 by-mail ballots, 1,072 voters cast their ballot in person, and there were 159 electronic UOKAVA ballots cast. 50 voters voted provisionally, and their ballots were counted. The postmark deadline was the day prior to Election Day, so the Monday before Election Day. We received 966 ballots returned after that postmark deadline. Salt Lake County portion of the presidential primary, Joseph R. Biden Jr. received 32,689 votes for 88%. Gabriel Conejo received 769 votes for 2.07%. Marianne Williamson received 1,755 votes for 4.7%. Frank Lozada received 432 votes for 1.1%. And Dean Benson Phillips received 1,439 votes for approximately 3.8%. On Election Day itself, we received 6,061 ballots countywide from drop boxes, vote centers, and the post office. We were able to fully process 3,864 by-mail ballots received on Election Day, which were included in the election night results. The remaining 2,197 ballots we received by the officers who assisted us on election night returns from the vote centers and the drop boxes. The following day, we scanned or processed those remaining ballots, and included with those that we were able to cure from the day before, we uploaded those results the following day.
Honey, I'm going to stop you there for just a second. We're looking at the numbers that you read versus the numbers that were just handed to us, and they are not the same. Could you just verify that?
Absolutely. So what I told you was 37,648. Is that what you're referring to?
Yes. And this shows
so that includes those people that were fleeing voters. So they went to vote in person. They checked in. They received voter credit. However, they did not fully cast a ballot. There was many reasons that this could happen. That includes... We had about 55 of those. They, in large part, noticed what they could vote for and decided that they did not want to participate in that election. Okay. That also includes those ballots that were not able to cure. So those people that did not sign their ballot or their signature did not match, and they did not send us back their affidavit to cure their ballot. And that also includes empty envelopes, which happens in every election. People will send in their envelope without their ballot.
So the candidate totals were
They're not matching either.
I apologize. These were the numbers from before we uploaded and updated our results. So for the President of the United States, Joseph R. Biden, in total, there were 32,782 votes cast for 88%. For Marianne Williamson, 1,775 votes for 4.7%. Dean Phillips, 1,458 for 3.9%. Gabriel Conejo, 779 for 2.09%. And Frank Lozada received 437 votes for 1.1%.
Thank you.
Apologies. Finally, I wanted to remind you that this year we have two more elections. Our regular primary is June 25th, and of course the 2024 general election is on November 5th. My team and I are so grateful for your continued support as we prepare to throw ourselves into two very busy upcoming election seasons. As elected election officials, we strive to do our work with excellence, whether the election is big or small, voter turnout is high or low, and regardless of whether there's a lot of media attention or none. During the next two elections, we can be fairly certain that voter registration numbers will increase, turnout will be much higher, and the eyes of the public will turn towards us as their trusted source for the facts on how eligible citizens can make their voices heard. As always, we will continue to uphold the people's trust and maintain Salt Lake County's strong reputation for administering accessible, safe, and secure elections. Before I have you guys certify the election, I wanted to please have your attention turned towards the back of the room where I have a lot of my election staff that were instrumental in making this a successful election. Can we give them a quick round of applause?
Would you guys please stand? If you'll all stand, please. Thank you.
Thank you so much. At this time, I'd be happy to answer any more questions you might have.
Any questions from council?
Okay. Madam Chair, I will motion to approve the canvas report.
Okay, I have a motion to approve the canvas report. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Before I call for the question, I do want to say that both Councilwoman Theodore and I had an opportunity to watch the handoff. And the chain of custody. Thank you. I always forget the custody part. The chain of custody of the ballots, and that was really interesting to see the proper identifications, see them verifying that everybody had the proper identifications, and to see how that process happened. So that was really helpful. And then I had an opportunity, as you know, to come and help with the audit and look at actually hand count those and make sure that they matched what the machine was reporting. And then we also audited some of the live ballots as well, make sure what was showing in there was what was reported as well. And so happy to say that we had no discrepancies in the ones I looked at. So, and then having said that, I will call for the question, and all in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
Thank you very much.
Any other business before the council this time? All right, we'll declare this adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
If I may ask you to please close the canvas. Adjourn is a term of... Let's declare it closed.
Okay, we're going to declare the canvas closed. That's the proper terminology. Got it. Thank you.